Good morning, everyone. This is Loretta. I usually do broadcasts on Mother and Sri Aurobindo, but today we have a discussion between four people who participated in a wonderful Auroville project. This is a project that you're not going to hear about in the planning stage. You're going to hear about it when it's been successfully concluded. And I'm the person who's introducing it because it was my idea, but it came about very spontaneously. My friend Sweti is a teacher in the school, in Future School, the older students, and she used to do a broadcast where she read Indian tales and myths on the radio. So when I learned that, I suggested to her that she do something with her students.
Hello. What we did was we explored mythology. When Loretta suggested this radio project, all the possibilities became possible, exciting and available, and we were going to be able to explore so many aspects of language through this project. What we started with was exploring mythology in general. We started with looking at what we believe to be true. So each student examined in themselves what they believed to be true, which was a very interesting exercise for them. And it segued into our project on mythology. We talked about how when a story is in your mind, you see the relevance to what is happening in your own life for that story. It can become a map, a comfort, an understanding, a revelation, an omen, and it is a wisdom of life rather than information about life. We talked about mythologies that we live by in Auroville and connected it up to our lives over here. We also talked about how mythology creates a sense of shared beliefs, and so we can avoid using coercive power, as we all are in a magical, wonderful accord because of what we share. After the first exploration about mythology, what we did was we each chose a myth. Each of the students chose a myth, either from their own cultural background or something that had themes that drew them. We had so many backgrounds that we were able to choose from, and we have recorded Israeli myths, Greek, Norse, Indian, Chinese, Korean. The students were able to go back into their memories and think about stories that they had heard as children, maybe from their grandparents or their parents, and explore what that feeling was like. They also took on translation, some of them, and adapted myths from different languages back into English and got to experience what that was like for them. And so we got ready with our stories, and we invited Loretta into the classroom to explain to us what it might be to actually record them for radio.
So here we have kids just over into the teenage years. And I mentioned this to Sweti, I think, in December, and she started with them in January. And so they had a long time, and what she's not telling you is how hard she worked with them. What a dedicated Auroville teacher that she is, because she helped them write their stories, she helped them say their stories, she guided them and helped them, and in fact didn't do anything for them. She had a way of getting them to do it all themselves. So I came in, not really sure what I was going to do, but I read them a story that I'd read on the radio so they could see how I did it. And I explained to them what you have to do, how with an editor, you have an editor on the radio. And of course, I'd been thoroughly trained, first of all by Andrea, who helped me to get my programs going, and then on an ongoing basis with Miriam, who's wonderful to work with and a very serious editor. And so all that knowledge that I had from where I was coming from, what I could bring the students, and all the knowledge that Sweti had, which she's not telling you, but you can hear in the way she's expressing herself, all this was imparted to the students. So I gave them tips and hints, and then, at Sweti's suggestion, each one of them read a couple of paragraphs from their myth that they were going to read. And they've chosen wonderful myths. They all read reasonably well. And then I read those paragraphs in another way so that they could be broadened, their boundaries could be opened. And I also critiqued them. For example, young men of 14 and 15 don't speak very, they don't project very much. They're really inner. And I was able to point that out and give them an exercise for doing this and suggest that they practice now, and found it particularly helpful for students whose English is fairly new and who didn't speak English clearly because they'd never had that habit. And so I could show them that this was a wonderful opportunity for them simply to perfect their English.
Yes, it was. It's true that they all got to individualize their approaches, and they got to work on their grammar and their diction, their organization, and also in their attitude in offering up their performance, which I think, Loretta, was something that was really remarkable. You talked to them about loving their audience.
Yes, I did.
And I think that that made all the difference. There was one student who was very reluctant to speak anywhere, had in all her life never wanted to be on stage or in theater, never wanted to hear her own voice. And we kind of held on to this activity. And at the end of it, I do believe that she found some confidence, a renewed confidence in being able to do this. And she went through with it to the end. And it was really remarkable how Miriam and Andrea involved each of these students and supported them in their learning. Couldn't have happened without all the patience and the care and the individualized attention that the students received from them.
Yes, I felt Sweti kept coming back and saying they are so professional. And I know that Andrea has children that are around this age, so I imagine it was especially nice for you to work.
Yes, it was, naturally. And to me, the exciting part is to find myself in their own side, because if I'm here at the radio talking about myself in front of a microphone, it's because I was of one of them. My roots go deep into my past. When I was maybe 7 years old or 8 years old, I was very shy. So I used the walkie-talkie to communicate with a friend of mine. And the fact was not so far, but was not visible, make me much easier for me to express myself. And since then, I used to develop myself by using this kind of media because my shyness. And when I saw them, they are very shy, and they discover themselves, they can somehow manage by go ahead into this process of discovering themselves in front of a microphone, expressing their feelings in front of somehow an audience that is far away because they don't see them. These people that are from New York or Mumbai listening to them, to their reading. I found myself part of them, and it's exciting because for the fact that I'm, let's say, not educated person, somehow. I'm an educator, but not very much. I did myself the way to educate, and I discovered that the best way is to start from the opposite side, not from the theoretical side, but start from the practical straight away. So you go the recording, you do the editing in a very inappropriate way, and then you will learn there is a theory behind them, behind this fact, and you will learn a lot of facts because you get engaged straight away into the matter of do something, not just talking about something. And that is for me the hook that make the people, I get myself hooked by myself, and I get hooked by a lot of people because we, myself and Miriam, we use this way. We are not talking about theory. We just give a microphone in the hand of a person just after 1 minute and a half. In 3 minutes, it will make a recording. In 5 minutes, it will start to do the editing. In 10 minutes, it will fail. But we will help him to go ahead and solve the fail. The failure, that is very much part of the process. If we do in the other way, we start with the editing theory or recording in theory, that it takes maybe 3-4 hours, the person, they don't get anything and will not be excited by the fact they are hearing their own voice and they're cutting the spacing between the words, and they will manage to see the things are exactly in a way they would like without knowing exactly what is happening. But it's not the part of the thing that I'm very interested in. I'm very interested to engage the people in express themselves and use the tools of communication to expand their capability of being themselves. That's it.
Well, I know that you have, the Future School has a program of internships, where every student at the beginning, when they enter the school, they spend a week working in different places. And 4 of these 10 students were interns. And they loved it. When I came to the class, they told me how wonderful Miriam was. They remembered everything they had done. And I had been hoping that they could all have a tour of the radio so they could see the sound booth and see the editing. There wasn't time for that. But somehow, miraculously, with these kids, I mean, it's like this generation is born on the computer. They came in, they did their recording, they all sat down at the computer, they all edited their own talks. Now, I tried to do that a lot, and my generation was too early. I wasn't born on a computer. I've never really caught on. These kids picked it up in a minute.
And most of the time they teach us.
And they teach us. It's true.
That is the interesting.
It's true. It's true. I mean, Miriam has these theories about this new computer generation, and I'm sure she's right.
It's not computers. It's crystals.
It's what?
Crystals.
Crystals.
Because they're crystal kids, and computers are all based on crystals. They understand differently than you or me or somebody who is maybe in theory in mind to explaining things, rationalizing things. That's not rationalizing, it's just how you communicate with crystals. And they do give them a phone, in 2 minutes break in, give them a computer, anything.
Well, it certainly worked for this program. And I should add that the kids, nobody came in the sound booth with them except Miriam, who was on the soundboard and monitoring the sound. Swati worked it out, so each child had another child reading the story along with their speaking, so that they had no adults directing them at all. Everything came straight from the kids, and Andrea and Miriam did that. Did you, Miriam and Andrea, did you have to teach the kids much about editing when they started?
No. It was just a question, because most of them, they already know the editing programs, so they just ask me for commands.
Okay.
For the particular program, Reaper, which we're using, somebody was more familiar with Audacity, somebody with something else. For the basic editing, there are just few commands, and it's a question of seconds to adopt.
It's really fabulous.
But can I add something?
Anything you want.
Because I know that Andrea is passionate about the radio. He started with his own radio station at the age of 15, as far as I know.
Wow.
Somewhere there. A
little bit before, when I was 13.
Yeah, but anyhow, since you are here in Orville, you are passionate about to share the information. And not only that, we are also an educational platform. So yes, we do host and we do provide teaching environment for all our volunteers. And we are always welcoming our children, either be age of 8, 9, and we have some successful things with children from Deepanam School.
How old are they, Miriam?
8, 9.
8, 9, okay.
And there were some programs, also radio dramas, which were maybe done by our volunteers or somebody who's more skillful to create a radio drama with them. For example, Chloe and Pavan with Deepanam School children, Vampires in Orville. Then TLC Kids also created radio drama with their natural organic sounds. So there are different ways how they do come in play in this educational platform. But in a community service for the future children, and then also internships for students from India or abroad, the story got more involved. They do go in the process how to create a piece, how to edit it, how to produce it, and eventually publish it. So to me, the potential of that, that we do have an open educational platform for exchange, it's enormous. We could say our children could explore it more, they could use it more, but it's probably their time. I mean, it's each of us has his own time and pace how to do it. But I know that after every summer, after the community service, those kids who are working with us, they are super happy. They do learn a lot. In a week, they manage to get the skills of how to create, for example, how to basic skills of journalism, how to create an interview or maybe some reportage, and the basic skills of editing and producing, which is, to me, amazing.
I don't think these kids will ever forget this particular experience. No. I see this as Oroville. You know, everyone wants to know, what is Oroville? And that's a very difficult question. Every single Orovillian lives in a different Oroville. And I had no idea when I just had this idea and I talked to Swati how it would work out. But I see this as Oroville, because this is a complete creative expression using all the facilities that the city has to offer, being helped by those who know how to do it with love and compassion, attention, time, and care. And I've always found that in the radio, in all the work I've ever done.
By the way, I also think that what you say is absolutely true. There is another add-on value into it. It's we are here to make integral yoga, means having the hands in the matter. And this is the place on the communication level of making radio content or video content to start with. You just put your hands into the matter and start to play with the matter of communication, recording or videos or text. And this is very exciting because you are really putting in practice what Mother is saying. Just not talk about and not just making only meditation. This is part of your, let's say, evolution process. But having hands into something, you will immediately connect to an higher level of consciousness immediately after, because you will see your thoughts are wrong immediately. When you start to do something, recording, you have education recording, you will see that what you have learned or what you have been reading is not exactly the same thing. But when you do it, you have adding another level of understanding and another level of your own layer of learning. And that make, the project exciting, because you get really much into hands on the matter, not just trying. Just do it. And that make me very excited. We have done everything in that way, just because we got things and we tie together.
I think this is a perfect integral learning experience. The children have increased their ability to read, to speak, to express themselves. They have worked on a long-term project. They have used every plane and part of the being to do this. And they have had really expert guidance at every level. Swati, do you have anything you want to add?
Well, I would hope that this is an opportunity that the children might actually leverage and be able to do something like this in the future. I know that each of them responded in their own individual way to this. I know that each of them responded to this in their own individual way and would like to continue in exploring this. So I'd like to say thank you very much to Oroville Radio, to Miriam, and to Andrea, and to Loretta for dreaming up this project and for helping us actualize it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.